Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. You know, trends which usually start overseas eventually come here to New Zealand. You'd be correct if for a minute you think this country is upside down. But then that would depend on from what angle you're looking at. If you have a leaning to the left of the politically or biblical spectrum, everything seems to be okay. But what happens if you're on the opposite side of the spectrum? Then the world isn't okay. Regardless of what generation you relate to, you'll note how many trends have shaped our ideals, our politics, our lifestyle choices, our fashion, music, right down to what gender we think we are. In my public talks called When a Nation Forgets God, I've often spoken about the revolution I've noted in my short time on Earth. For those who are interested, I'm proud to call myself a boomer. But one of the biggest revolutions had nothing to do with communism or even Elvis Presley. Well, maybe Elvis did play a part. Culture always changes gradually. But in the late 40s, when the world came out of the Second World War, we witnessed a rapid societal change. Dare I say it, us boomers wanted freedom and fought for it with our protests, love-ins and anti-war stances. But the biggest impact from that revolution came when we wanted sexual freedom. Who knew what we as a generation started because we wanted to be unshackled from the restraints of the previous generations? With hindsight, we can look back at the huge impact brought about by a pharmaceutical breakthrough, the contraception pill, causing a huge moral shift as the doors were flung open for what we're experiencing today. It was called a sexual revolution in the 60s with its casual sex, and it permeated into STDs, unwanted children, and no-fault divorces. People didn't even want to go to church on Sundays to hear their pastors reproaching sermons about their unrestrained lust, so they stopped listening. By the 70s, the revolution continued to turn to one founded on liberation, and in the 80s, it became all about rights. Which brings us to this new lifestyle we see here in 2021. The new lifestyle is a potpourri of ideas about life, gender, and culture, but it's also about intolerance. For those on the right of the spectrum, there is much intolerance towards these new lifestyles. Yes, I can hear you say, gosh, you sound just like my parents did back in the day. But back in the day, we listened to both sides of the debate. Today, we're expected to accept the changes, and no one wants to discuss the rights or the wrongs. You see, those who are of a more liberal and of the left persuasion are now in control, and they won't tolerate the opposite side's intolerance. Regardless of the evidence put before them, their thinking is correct and everyone should just accept it and get on. But for those who will not conform, they are mocked. They'll be harassed, excluded, even discriminated against. You can see this trend happening in your own neighbourhood. So for a quiet life, it'd be easy for a Christian to give in. That's what they and the devil wants. After all, no one really wants to be persecuted for a viewpoint, do they? So while our landscape is changing rapidly before our eyes, we as Christians must be wary that we don't accept anything, even if it's a small thing, which is against the teachings of the Bible. Dare I say it, but the boomer generation had allowed itself to be sucked in by the ruler of this world when they cast all morality to one side. They stopped listening to God. Instead, they listened to anyone who had an alternate rhetoric. And these opinions and political postures grew from this revolution in the decades of the 60s, 70s and 80s, and they continue to where they are at today. They have been divisive in all walks of life. Worst of all for some, it has caused great division between mankind and his creator. You know, we here in New Zealand now live in a divided nation. Ephesians 6, the Apostle Paul says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So we must recognize who it is, who has the control in this world. The ideology of rewriting history is not helpful for those who follow, as it distorts the lessons of life. Heed King Solomon's words in Proverbs, better a poor but wise youth than an old but foolish king who no longer knows how to heed a warning. Further on in Ezekiel 13 we read, it's woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. So let's not foolishly be enslaved to the trends of this world. Let's not be foolish and get caught up in the ways of the wicked. For the sake of your generation, we must learn from the follies and mistakes of previous generations as we look towards the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, God bless and thanks for joining us today. If you need some more information, jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.